The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
What it is, what's up, and welcome to G Wondering Night 7, live from the Ichiban Sweetcast nondescript white van. A van so sweet, you'd take whatever they hand out of it and climb right in. And what we do have inside the van is the results, the hype, and the excitement that come along with G1 Climax 34. That's right, another bite-size episode of G Wandering for your delicious teeth. So, cavities await, and so do matches. Now, as always, I'm not getting bogged down in the tags. There's always good things to watch, and I encourage you to do so. But on these events, I only have so much time, as you can tell, as I'm working and podcasting while I drive. Multi-skilling my way through this G Wandering, and it is working out quite nice. Not for your audio quality, but for my sanity. So here we go. So night seven kicked off with Big Bad Evil fighting the United Empire's Callum Newman. Now, it was another case of Newman doing what he can to overcome the threat of evil, but unfortunately he could not get the job done. Now, I was surprised that when Togo jumped him before the bell that Cobb didn't get involved, but he did reveal on commentary that he'd signed a non-interference clause while he was doing commentary. So, well, he called it a non-jump the barricade, whoop your ass clause, so he couldn't get in to help him. And I get that, but I kind of feel like they could have just had him got involved in that start bit, you know, back up his boy. But hey, United Empire are proud warriors, they're going to get it done by themselves. But good fight from Callum Newman. He shows a lot of fire, and I have been enjoying his matches. But Evil continues his reign of terror. Now, in the stiff one draft that we took place in, Curtis's British Beefcakes contains Evil. He was picked up as the 20th pick, the very last pick of the stiff one. And look at it now. Look at him now. Undefeated is Evil. Unbelievable. It seems very likely we're going to see him in the finals. I don't think he's going to win the G1, but he's proven to be very, very dangerous and is definitely a threat. Now, in that last round of picks, I did have the opportunity to select Evil, and I did not do it. I almost did it, but I did not do it because I felt like I had too many people in the A block, and I didn't want too many own goals, so to speak. If your wrestlers are only always wrestling each other, then you're only getting points on yourself. So I opted out and I went for Ren Narita. In that same round, could have also got Yuya Uemura. That would have worked out pretty fucking good as well, but I didn't do that either. I got Ren. But Ren isn't done yet, and I feel like he's got some upsets on the way. So let's see how he goes. Not that I can super complain about my team, but yeah, that's where we're at. Next up was the mighty mighty, the dominator, the great Okan, getting his first win of the tournament over the Bullet Club's Jake Lee. You love to see it. The man's been working hard, and you love to see him get a win over an absolute douchebag. And that is exactly what happened for him. It was a great match. Fucking big boy shit at the end. Loved Okan basically pulling out his own version of a chokeslam, that face one he does, and just definitively beating Jake Lee 1-2-3. I really enjoyed it. Great work by Great Okan, and I think we're going to see him start to rack up a few wins now. He started on the losing end, but I reckon we're about to see him go into business. So I, for one, am here to see it. We've been calling for wins for the Great Okan. He's the KOPW champion. Let's rack up a few more wins, yeah? Put some respect on the Great Okan's name. I don't want to see him treated like a geek. I want to see him winning. Next up, Shota Umino versus Zack Sabre Jr. Now, I started to feel like, as I watched this match play, it was a really good match, I really enjoyed it, that maybe we would see Zack's first defeat here. And we did. I didn't love that we saw Zack's defeat, but I did love that it was against somebody else in my team. So, oh, I forgot to mention, Great Okan is owned by Dave over on the Token World Terrorizers, defeating Josh from the Gold Coast Hot Takes, Jake Lee. So 2 points over to Dave. Shota Umino defeating Zack Sabre Jr. And yeah, 2 points to me either way it went. Don't love to see a defeat from Zack, but hey, maybe that means there's more chance of him winning the G1 if he doesn't have a completely spotless record. I'm a little bit afraid it might mean that Shota might win the G1. Which I'm not convinced he's all the way ready yet, but I've spoken in previous episodes about my thoughts that there may be an attitude on the way. I felt like the commentary wasn't really as much on that bandwagon as they were last week, but yeah, there's something going on with him, so we will see. But good fire out of him, and one of his better matches of the tournament. Zack just works so well with everybody, so I really, really enjoy it, but I'm still really rooting for my man Zack to pull out the win in this G1. Next up, Gabe Kidd defeating Shingo Takagi. Wow, man. This was it. This was a sick match. Big win for Gabe. Obviously, my boy Shingo taking a couple of losses in a row. Don't love to see it. But Shingo can win against anybody. And, you know, a couple of key losses here against Newman and Gabe doesn't mean he's out of the tournament at all. But Gabe looked like an absolute star here. Really leaning into his heel shit. Looking for the camera, doing the Shingo, if I could point at the camera, but they just flip it off Shingo. But it was the moments after the match that were really interesting to me. So afterwards, he wants to shake Shingo's hand, and the crowd goes fucking wild. Oh, what's happening? You see a face now. This, and they want it. They want him to be a good guy. They want him to be their guy. They were so about him showing respect to Shingo. Shingo wasn't really buying it. Gabe's like, be a man, come here and shake my fucking hand. And Shingo does. He stands up to him and they get face to face and he shakes his hand. And then he fucking kicks him down below and puts him down and essentially tells him that he's going to the Tokyo Dome. That was the way I took it. I don't think he said, I'll see you in the Tokyo Dome. I think he said, I'm going to be the one in the Tokyo Dome. Either way, I think a lot of people would take what Gabe did as like, oh, this is cheap heat. You know, he faked the handshake and then did the low blow because he's a bad guy or whatever. And I personally didn't take it that way at all. I feel like the handshake was very genuine. I feel like Gabe Kidd's character respects warriors. He respects people that represent New Japan well. But Shingo's also his enemy. He's one he respects, but he's one that he's gonna continue to go against. And so essentially shaking his hand, he's like, I fucking respect you. That was a good match. Thank you for giving it your all. I'm glad I beat you. But also, by the way, we're not fucking friends. And we'll never be friends. We're always going to be enemies. And I have a job to do. I'm going to the Tokyo Dome. I'm making a statement. I know what I'm going to do. And I'll fucking run over anybody I have to do that. And I really like that. It's, I've said it before, I get like Stone Cold vibes out of him. And that was like the early kind of stuff that you'd see out of Steve Austin, you know, when he's a heel and starting to tween it up a little bit. And I think that is the beginnings of a fucking monster heel run. If Gabe can keep it together, if they can put the right pieces into place or whatever, I think they're really burgeoning on somebody that's going to be a massive anti-hero for this company and a huge, huge star. So yeah, even though I took the loss, I said I was going to draft Gabe, but Dave got him before me. And I said, even when I lose to him, I won't be sad about it because I'm really interested to see what he's going to do in this tournament. And he's swiftly becoming my favorite wrestler in the company. Swiftly. Absolutely loving what he's doing. Then last up was Naito versus Sonata. I'd be lying if I said I was pumped for this. I feel like I've seen these guys wrestle 1,000 fucking times. I'm an outspoken, you know, not a big Sonata supporter. I'm not really even that big a Naito supporter. I like him, but yeah. It was fine. Naito gets the win. Another 2 points for Curtis, which I didn't love. but not that I would have got it. I mean, actually, it's an own goal for Curtis no matter which way it went. Now think about it, because he has both Naito and Sonata. What a shit team, Curtis. Why would you want to watch these guys? But hey, tell you what, as I look at the standings now, we can't really fucking argue with them LIJ boys or ex-LIJ boys. Because at the moment, the standings in the stiff one are myself on 26 points, Curtis on 26 points, Josh on 20 points, and Dave on 18 points. So it's all tied up between me and Curtis again, thanks to these couple of nights. So, I don't know. I feel like the bottom, I feel like the bottom is going to fall out of one of our teams, and I just hope it ain't mine. I really hope that Curtis is going to bottom out hard. Otherwise, I'm in for a fucking bad time with New Japan Pro Wrestling. And I don't mean because of winning this competition. I just mean I won't enjoy what is on the horizon. Let me run you through our producer, the amazing Ryan over at Count Out Network, was like, do you guys want to talk about the fucking standings of G1? And he brings up a very good point, because I'm talking about our contest, but I haven't really been talking about who is where in the G1. So let me break it on down for you real fast. A block, Evil sits atop of the A block. 5 wins, 0 losses, 10 points. Zack Sabre Jr., 4 wins, 1 loss, 8 points. Gabe Kidd, 3 wins, 2 losses, 6 points. Shota Umino, 3 wins, 2 losses, 6 points. Shingo Takagi, 2 wins, 3 losses, 4 points. Callum Newman, 2 wins, 3 losses, 4 points. Naito, 2 wins, 3 losses, 4 points. Sonata, 2 wins, 3 losses, 4 points. The Great Okan, 1 win, 4 losses, 2 points. And Jake Lee, 1 win, 4 losses, 2 points. So it's still a very close race there. Evil sitting firmly on top, Zack Sabre Jr. right behind him. But then all those other ones are breathing down everybody's necks. And there's still quite a lot of G1 to go. So A-Block can still turn on a dime. And even though Evil is all those matches up, you know, there are still matches to go. And if he goes on a bit of a losing run, he could drop down real fast. Okay. Let's have a look here. next up, actually, hang on, let me just do that math real quick. Yeah, he could still find himself on the bottom of that entire table. So, yeah, because I believe there's 9 matches, right? So there's another potential 6 points up for grabs. Is that right? So it's been 5, 7 rounds? Yeah, it's been 5 matches each. Oh, yeah, no, another 8 points up for that. Anyway, I'm not doing maths while I'm driving. I can only do so many things at once. Then B block is at the top. It is Yuya Uemura. 3 wins, 1 loss, 6 points. Takeshita, 3 wins, 1 loss, 6 points. Hanare, 2 wins, 2 losses, 4 points. Renarita, 2 wins, 2 losses, 4 points. Oleg Bolton, 2 wins, 2 losses, 4 points. Jeff Cobb, 2 wins, 2 losses, 4 points. Hiroki Goto, 2 wins, 2 losses, 4 points. David Finlay, 2 wins, 2 losses, 4 points. Wow, that is tight. El Phantasmo, 1 win, 3 losses, 2 points. Yoda Tsuji, 1 win, 3 losses, 2 points. So it is still anyone's game over on B block as well. What a great G1 this has been. It is far from over yet. There is a lot of action still left to come. And we're going to see how it plays out. And I, for one, am really excited for what's coming. I feel like this is the most engaged I've been in a G1 in a while, even if I do scream about it in my van at times. But I feel like the layout, just back to the 2 blocks... And I feel like also the added stakes of the stiff one are really breathing life into it for me and making me invested. Like last year, I was really only watching the nights that I was covering and then catching up on stuff that was relevant before we did review shows or the ones that I wanted. This time, I'm just watching everything. So that's really enjoyable. All the nights are bite-sized. You know, you just have I do a night and a 4 matches, whatever it be, 5 matches, and it's good. So yeah, anyway, thanks to everybody for listening. Make sure you check out WeWork Stiff. They've got a new episode coming out soon at WeWork Stiff. Hear their half of the Stiff 1 tournament. Check out at Countout Network for everything to do with the Countout Podcast Network that we are a part of. Check out the Patreon over there. Check out our sideshow, The Sweet Spot, where we're talking just our general lives, board games, books, movies, whatever Curtis and I want to talk about. We'll be due to record one of those again pretty soon. Check out everything to do with at Throwing Dice Pod, which is Curtis's sideshow, talking everything board games, tabletop board games, roleplay games, all that kind of stuff. That's really enjoyable. And yeah, painting, hobby, everything like that. Check out at Faces Feels Cast, which is everything to do with me when I'm not doing this. It's my interview show with independent wrestlers from around the world. Just really casual chats, getting to know them outside of all the drama and kayfabe. Then also my sideshow there, Anything Goes, where my mate Alex and I just talk about everything in and around wrestling. I've also got another, if you can believe it, if I'm not as much of a fucking masochist, I also am potentially starting a new, well, I am starting a new show. I just don't know when it's going to start. With a friend of mine here, he owns a wrestling themed brewing company, and we're going to be talking some WWE pay-per-views and things like that. It's just in the works now. He's bribed me with beer, and I am a person that is easily bribed. So keep your ear to the ground, but that will be coming down the line. Oh, and then also, if you want to hear my commentary, I do commentary for a deathmatch no ring promotion here in Perth, West Australia, called Dude, Where's My Ring? You can check us out at DMWR Perth on Instagram and Twitter. And you can also find all our shows for free with my commentary on YouTube. And that even features TMDK's own Mikey Nichols, New Japan's Mikey Nichols, is one of our roster members, and he's an absolute fucking beast. And if you thought he was crazy in the G1 last year, you should see what this motherfucker's been up to in Perth. It has been nuts. And if that's not enough, I am also doing commentary for the Scottish deathmatch wrestling promotion, the first ever deathmatch wrestling promotion in Scotland, Bleeding Gums Wrestling. I have done the first two shows with their owner and operator, Andrew Crammond, and Pro Wrestling's Swiss Army Knife and voice of Big Japan Pro Wrestling, John Bullard. And those have both come out, and the third show, Wire and Ice, is due out very soon. I'll be recording commentary for that in the coming weeks, and that will be up on IWTV. Look at that. Look at me getting in all my plugs. Ryan will be so proud of me. Ryan, I can't say enough good things about him. He really makes it possible for us to get this show out, for me to get out faces and feels. He also does so much for the Countout Network. He does his own shows there, Ring Post Radio. He's got his own Patreons. He's got Best of the Bosch, where he talks about Big Japan, Best of the Super, sorry, New Japan, Best of the Super Junior Finals. He's got like a new one coming out about Hall of Fame entry. The man's a busy man. Oh, and he's got N Wondering, where he talks all about Noah's N1 tournament that's coming up, and he has my blessing to use the name. So make sure you check out that. Get over to the Patreon. There's so much fucking value in that Patreon. It's absolutely crazy. So yeah, you know what it is. You know where it is. Rate and subscribe. Listen or die. Spirit of Strong. What is it? No. Spirited Fight. I have fucking... Why can I never remember my own saying? Spirit of Fight. Style is Strong. Sweet Cast. Itchy Barn. I swear, I've just got to get it like tattooed on my arm or something like that, because the mind blanks are crazy. It's almost like I'm doing 20 things at once when I'm doing these podcasts. But thank you everybody for listening. Rate and subscribe. Bye.
This has been a Countout Podcast. Countout provides a wide variety of bonus content that is right at your fingertips. On the Countout Patreon, our podcasts are creating bonus content exclusively for you, their listener. For only $5 a month, you can watch instant reactions to major shows, watch-alongs, early access to main feed podcasts, some fun goof and gag audio, plus shows from some of the podcasters' outside interests. It's the best way to experience all that the Countout Network has to offer. So head on down to patreon.com/countout to take part in some of the best and most fun content wrestling has to offer. Again, that is patreon.com/countout.